I didn't know what I expect to see here. A human living down the last days of his dignity. I want nothing but to have a talk. I talk with your kind of my mace in battle. Now I thought I'd give myself the satisfaction of talking to you properly. It's not going to be a torture for you. That is unless you don't despise the fact of speaking to any of the orc kind. Good. Not like you have the choice to. Now, your kind is losing the war heavily, yet you still keep on fighting. Why? How valiant. I guess indeed that it's worth protecting your homes. But who said we'd destroy them? Your commanders? Expected as much. Did you never question what they say to you? Really? Did they also tell you that we orcs eat prisoners for breakfast? That we are nothing but some savages? They did, and I don't see you getting cooked in front of me. So, do you not understand it? Well, you humans are as stubborn as we are. Only in a bad way. Do you not see that everything your superiors told you about us is a lie? Well, then we can prove that the rest is a lie as well. It's not a problem. We'll send you to one of our cities where your fellow kind works with us. You'll see that they are treated fairly. What is the point for me to lie to you? Oh, trust me. I am not here to brainwash you. There's simply no need for it. You will not be returning home. Not because we'll keep you here by force, but because you will not want to. What life we will offer you would be better than what you had over the border in your homeland. You will see for yourself if I lie or not. In that, you will not have a choice. We'll escort you out of here, yes, forcefully if needed. All depends on how you behave. It is in your interest to behave well, for you see, everything you will experience here depends on it. Now here's an interesting question. Why should you behave well with us, you say? Haven't you been treated fairly so far? Your meal is always warm. You're eating beef every day you spend in the cell. No guard trying to pick on you for being human. Now tell me, if all of this is a bad thing? Yes, it isn't. I am not an interrogator, no. I am here talking to you because of my own personal interest. I was not commanded by anyone to be here. As I said, I am just here to talk. Well, I'm not finished talking. It's time for you to ask questions. Go ahead. No, I do not know much about you specifically, but we have good intel on your kind. We know how your system operates. From the very start of your military career, You've been told to hate everything that doesn't look like you. All the information is hidden from you by your superiors. A lot is kept secret, just like the real reason for your mission you've been sent to. Oh, I know why. But tell me first what they told you. Ah, yes, I see. To assassinate the commander of our camp. But this is the trick. Unlike you, we don't have commanders. Our nation is full of free thinkers, very strong and muscled free thinkers. If you try to tell someone what to do, you'll probably die in a hand-to-hand combat. So your mission was in reality to just go ahead and fail. Simple as that. Yes, there were no commanders in that camp. It is also impossible to stay hidden in your armor. It clanks, it shines, and you've not been given proper equipment. Sounds very well to me that your squad just performed worse than others, so you were just written off to save some food. Do you need written proof? Search your feelings. You know it to be true. Now go ahead. Another question. Yes, from you. Oh, now that's a big one. Why do we attack you? Well, it all started when a few of yours tried to take over our farm. Years back. Since then, it has been repeated many times, trying over and over to take a little bit of land from us. And at some point, our leader Thorn thought that it's enough and attacked you back. For so much time of onslaught, your leadership still doesn't give up. This war started because of your regression. And ours too. I'm not admitting to starting it. I'm saying that both sides keep the war going. I don't kill your people out of hate. I kill them because I didn't want to see such hatred and aggression towards us. And towards me. Is that a bad thing? I'm glad you agree. This war is just pointless. All that's needed for us is to lay down our arms and live peacefully for your kind and my kind. Come on, human. I know you're not a bad guy. Otherwise, I wouldn't be talking to you. Let's speak free. Nobody is here to hear us. Look, I understand that over here there isn't much to do, but believe me, once all the chaos in this region is over, you can come to live in our village, maybe even live with me. What? I took a liking to you, and I'm sure that I won't disappoint you. Not in anything. Anything. Even in sex. I'll make you come like you'd never believe. So what did your nation say about our genitals? That they're small and ugly? Does this look small to you through my pants? So you see another lie by the ones above you. I'm going to use it on you? Well then, believe when I tell you some good fun in your anal hole will make you come the hardest in your life. Do you want to find out if that's true as well? I am glad to hear that. Even the thought of it is getting you so hard. Come here. Let me take your clothes off. Sorry. Nothing is funny, it's just I never saw you stood up before. You humans are tiny in real life. You barely come up to my shoulder. It's so cute. You meek little humans. Come on, pull my skirt down. I have a surprise for you. Oh, look, my green cock just pinged right up to say hello. I'm pretty horny, to say the least. We are so focused on this war, we never have time to ourselves, if you know what I mean. Oh, don't look so scared. I promise you, once it is inside you, you will be loving it. Now, I'm going to lift you up so my cock is placed between your legs right now. Our cocks are just rubbing together. Who knew humans and orc could get this close when our tips touched? Now I'm going to put my hands on each of your human meaty. Now I'm going to put my hands on each of your human meaty ass cheeks. I'm going to spread your cheeks as much as I can to make as much room as possible for my thick orc cock to enter inside you. Oh, it's like lifting a feather. I can do whatever I want with you. You're like a little toy. Now I'm going to put myself inside your asshole very gently. Don't worry, I'll start off slow for you. I'm not some ravage. Well, for now. Okay, I'm inserting myself into your asshole now. Oh, it will feel different at first, but I promise you, once we get into the motion of things, you're going to love it. Oh, fuck, you're so tight. Oh, hey, don't look so nervous. Enjoy what is about to come. You think you're the first soft skin I've impaled of my big old cock? I can tell you, each and every one has loved it. Oh my god. Oh shit. Oh, it feels so warm. My green cock is so comfortable and feels so in place in your human tight ass. I'm going to now put my hands on your hips while holding you like this. I'm going to bounce you up and down my cock like the little human fleshlight you are. Oh yes. Oh fuck. You like my thick green cock in your ass, you punny thing. Good. I'm not going to stop until I'm tired of you. I just feel my thick, meaty, cock thrusting in your tight human ass. I love it so much. Oh. Oh. I doubt you will ever sit right again after this, human. You really are squealing like a pig. Maybe I have broken you. The feeling of my balls slapping against your ass is maddening. I just love the sound of it. It's driving me crazy. Yes. Oh, do you feel me inside you, human? My thick green dick feeling your ass, unlike any human man could. Good. I doubt you'll ever sit right again after this, human. You seem to be catching your breath more than you are moaning. I've met younglings with more stamina than you during training. At this rate, I'll tear your asshole apart, weakling. I can feel your ass juices running down my dick. You are loving this, aren't you? Let me grab your ass harder. Oh, I love human ass meat so much for me to grab. And I'm going to thrust my cock even faster inside your tight little asshole now. Feel it, human. Feel my big cock throw up inside of you. Look into my eyes. Look right into them as I'm fucking you even harder. Fucking your ass so hard. And tell me how it feels. An ock being balls deep inside of you. Oh, it feels amazing for me too. Just using you like this, little human fuck buddy. Well, your tight little asshole is giving me so much pleasure that you might even make me come in you. Might. Just thrusting in and out. Oh, you are tightening around my cock now. You are tensing up. Are you going to come through anal penetration, human? Oh, human, I can't keep going though. I am strong, but this is fairly a workout for me more than it is for you right now. Ah, getting a free ride on my cock, Well, I'm getting tired now. I have to rest. But I'm still not done. We both need to come after all. We are so hard right now. Oh, your cock looks so cute compared to mine, though. Mine is so much bigger than yours, foolish human. It's bigger, thicker, has more length than yours will ever be. And yet, I'm going to give it the best pleasure it will ever receive. Let me lie down. I'm going to have a little rest on the floor. I'm going to grab you and put you on top of me, but on the other side so that my cock is right in your face. I believe this is what your kind call 69. My dick will go in your mouth and yours in mine. Try not to choke on mine, though, and we can come in each other's mouth. Come on, put your mouth tight around my dick. I want to feel how you would suck my dick off. Come on, put your mouth tight around my dick. I want to feel how you would suck my dick off. How does my orc pre-cum taste? Uh, mm, uh, I'm glad you think it's delicious. I'm going to suck your little human dick right now and taste you. Not as bad for human scum. Your wet mouth all around my dick. It feels so good. I'm going to keep pumping my big green dick into your little mouth. Let's see if your jaw makes it. Oh shit, your mouth feels as good as your ass. Your mouth is just as wet and tight around my big orc dick. Did I say stop? Less squealing, more sucking. Don't be a weak human. There we go. Yes, you like my meaty shaft down your throat. My tip feels so good in your throat. Do you like me sucking your cock? It takes less effort than what mine does for you, of course. I barely need to open my mouth so wide. But I'm glad you're enjoying it. The way you are playing with your slippy tongue all around the tip of my green orc dick, it's going to be the thing that makes me come all over your fucking face. Oh my god. I can feel you throbbing inside my mouth. Are you ready to come? I can tell I'm ready to come in your mouth too. I can't hold it anymore. The veins of my cock are going to explode if I hold it in any longer. Let's do it. Let's come at the same time. I'm going to use my strong orc hands to finish you off because I really want us to come at the same time. I'll count down and we'll do it together. Once my countdown is over, I'm going to put my mouth around your dick so I don't miss a drop of your human cum, okay? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, hold it, 3, 2, 1, go! Yes, swallow all my cum down your human little throat. Oh, your cum tasted so delicious. How did you like mine? Good. I'm satisfied to hear that. Now, we better get our clothes back on before anyone comes here. This won't look good. So, did you enjoy your time with me? Good. That's what you can expect from me. If you wish to live with me. Tempting now, isn't it? Oh, I know. Now I should get back up. I want to deal with this region as soon as I can, so I could take your juicy ass to bed and pound it till morning comes. And from what happened today, you would love that, wouldn't you? I knew it.